الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One aspect also why difficulties and hardships come in our lives, and that is also the sheer mercy and love and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. And that is to prepare us, and that we change our lives and prepare ourselves, get prepared for more bigger things that are coming in front of us. Like in the Battle of Uhud, when after the open victory the Muslims had, and then they suffered a temporary defeat, and then the enemy launched their attack from the back, and Muslims were being massacred at that time, and Muslims went completely out of their mind, and this news became widespread that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has been made shaheed also. So this was actually in one aspect also, Alama explained, to prepare the Sahaba that finally Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will pass away. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah, and death and mort will overtake him also. And this was to prepare them. But we see, even in spite of that, when finally Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did pass away, a great, great man like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also, who was, he felt very, very different at that time, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi, couldn't have passed away. So if these preparations were not made from before, then the Sahaba would have been in a completely disarray, and the whole Ummah would have been in great difficulty. So Allah brought this occasion that they thought that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was assassinated, and that he had passed away, and then all the difficult conditions they went through. But finally it was established Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was alive. So in this way Allah brings conditions in our lives also to prepare us for future, for bigger things. Like many a person who got a heart attack. Heart attack is not something we like. Nobody wants to have a heart attack. But after that, and they survived, they came out well, they changed their whole lives after that. Many people in a motor car accident, came into an accident, and then perhaps some people also, it was a matter of life and death, just touch and go. But they survived, and then it became the cause of them changing their whole lives. Many, many people like that. So this is, Allah Ta'ala brings this condition so that we can reflect also. And finally, death has to come to a person. And a person thinks at that time, just that little bit, and I could have died at that time. So Allah brings this condition so we take a lesson and we can correct our lives. And this is also very important, that we must be in that line, in that group. Otherwise, many people, in spite of these things, they still don't change their lives. And they become even worse after that. So if we are in the direction of Allah Ta'ala, but there is still a lot of ghaflat in our lives, we are not mindful, we are not doing what we have to do, then Allah brings this condition, and it is also a mercy of Allah Ta'ala that it took us to more closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali many times quoted this incident from the Masnavi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali. A person who was out at night, middle of the night on the road, police were checking around, they saw what this person is, he must be a crook, because crooks are out at that time, thief, robber, so they gave chase, and he started running, and in the process, he scaled a fence, a wall, and he fell right into the lap of his beloved. And then he said he was looking for his beloved all the time. and this whole the process came, and he scaled the wall, and he fell in the lap of his beloved. So that chasing became a source of him reaching his beloved. So Allah Ta'ala brings sometimes difficulties which puts us right into the lap of Allah Ta'ala. And we come closer to Allah Ta'ala. We look at it as a difficulty. It was a ni'mat, a blessing in disguise. It looked like a problem, but actually it was a great blessing from Allah Ta'ala. So when difficulties do come, a mu'min should turn towards Allah. That Allah, you brought this to bring me closer to you, to remind me of which is inevitable, our mort. Mort is going to come. So any such condition, and fortunate are those people who don't wait for such major things like the heart attack, like a motor car accident, like a crime incident in which there was shooting and bullets were flying around you and you got saved. That we don't wait for that, but we take lessons for on our own. Otherwise, every person in his life, all the time, there are small incidents which are happening. Fortunate is that person who is Sa'id, good fortune is meant for that person. He takes lessons from all these things. In fact, when it happens to somebody else, it could be me. And then he takes a lesson from that also, and that also it brings him closer to Allah Ta'ala. But for us today, something happened to somebody, we don't take any lesson. We'll pass some remarks about them. As somebody said, that there is no benefit in telling your problems to any person. Now he says that 80% of the people are not interested in your problems, and they don't want to listen to you also. And the other 20% are happy you got problems. So what are you going to tell people about? Tell Allah Ta'ala, speak to Allah Ta'ala. So these conditions that come, they are actually to bring us closer. So when we see somebody else's problems, don't think that they are bad, they made this guna, they living like this, so they deserve it, more they suffer. And also on that, again, just a reminder, when we hear any of these halat and conditions, today, if we just have to analyze a little bit, instead of making dua, at such times, we make bad dua. That person has done something wrong, may suffer more. Instead of making dua, Allah give him hidayat. Allah guide him to righteousness. These people, anything goes wrong anywhere, even in the family, that part of the family that we have got some differences with, we don't like, some problem came in their life, then when we get the news, we make bad dua instead of dua. Whereas dua is the thing. For many things which are happening in the world now, and the Muslims, people who are attacking Muslims, doing bad things against the Muslims, we hear that also. We can make dua for hidayah of those people. But we'll make dua for their destruction. And we're not making dua for the Muslims, that they must be saved saved, and that we have become all this because we are, our eyes are not focused on the real teachings of Quran and Hadith. More we are focused on the lives of other people. Other people's lives are like that. You'll find commonly a non-Muslim person, perhaps he may be an atheist also, which happens quite common, a mechanic for example, and something is not coming right when he's working. He will swear the mother of that tool also. Now, what terrible swears he'll give for the mother of that tool. And we're exposed to all these things, so we don't realize. This whole, from the beginning, from nursery rhymes, from the cartoons we show our children, and then preschool, and then we are exposing them to all that. So our whole thinking is gone like that. Whereas we should be thinking on Islamic lines. If the mother would tell the children little Islamic stories, read little, and Allah reward those people who have prepared nice kitabs for small children also. If we read out those stories to the children with all the morals according to the level of the children, and build the iman is the main thing. From small, the children's iman must be built. Though iman is a very great thing, but it has to be built from small. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam spoke to Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Ya Bunayya, O little child, was eating with Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, a small child also, and he was teaching him the manners. So all these things have to be taught. But today what we have got in our mind, small children, they must play. Don't just leave them alone. And like when weeds start growing, let it grow. Let the weeds grow. So these children, like weeds, they are growing. And when they become strong and firm, and thorns also on them, and now you want to uproot it, you can't uproot it also. The thorns don't allow you. And they become so strong in the ground, you can't uproot it. So all these bad habits, so we have to correct our lives. Anyway, so this is also a great blessing and ni'mat of Allah when such difficulties come. Though we can't see it at that time, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You dislike it at that time, but it is good for you. And then later in your life, you see it also. That happened, I changed my life. There are so many people with problems, like one person, investment. He made a big investment, and then no returns were coming. In fact, he was losing. All the time he had to just feed the investment, and he was getting no returns from it. This made him get up for tahajjud. And then he became for life a tahajjud guzar. And by the barakat of his tahajjud, that problem also got solved, and he became a tahajjud guzar. Otherwise, he says himself, I don't think I should ever have in my life got up for tahajjud. So that problem that came, Allah sent it, and Allah gave the great treasure and the great, great benefit of tahajjud. Like that, many other things also. A person, we might be thinking of doing something which is wrong also, or maybe just not a proper thing. Though it is permissible, but we could have done something better. But Allah brings some condition, and for example, you are going somewhere and then you got a puncture, or you met up with a little accident, or something like that. By that, Allah saved you from something else. So if we have that understanding, then inshallah we will see in all these things are the ni'mat of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. With regard to the rozas of the eyes, which we had discussed previously, that we must not look at the things which Allah has given to the non-believers, which generally is their whole lifestyle also. And further also, which is also one roza that we have to keep, roza of the heart, which we will discuss a bit more, is that Allah Ta'ala says, not only what your eyes, لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَىٰ مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ. And in different places, Allah has explained more details that all their way is just zakhratul hayatul dunya, just the outward beauty of this dunya, just temporary things. Don't you indulge in that. One place Allah says that the roza of the heart, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And tarkanu, ulama have said that it is just a slight inclination of the heart, let it not also go their way. But today we are gone almost completely into their way of life. Whereas what we and our children should be brought up, our woman folk, we should have been, our nature, that we are fully into Islam. But today we are doing their thing, and if we do become, so to say, good Muslims, it is just we put a veneer of Islam. Like for example, this desk here, this wood, inside is sawdust. And on top is just a veneer. Those days are gone. You still get, but you have to pay so much if you want solid wood. What is called wood, proper wood, you'll have to pay so much. But today it is just all the sawdust and just a veneer on top. We see big buildings. We should see in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, the construction. What construction? And what you see? Hollow bricks. Before was proper sand bricks, clay bricks. Then it became ash bricks. What ash they make in bricks? Hollow bricks. And then finally, just that veneer of the tile. That beautiful, and so much money spent on the tile, you could have built that building with proper bricks, solid bricks. And now the amount of money you're putting in the tiles, which is just a covering for it. So this is all, we also are hollow inside. And we just got an Islamic veneer on top. Just Islamic terminology, just some little Islamic things. We are making iftari, but the whole iftari many times is un-Islamic. the food that we got, the junk food that we have got, etc. And then, as unfortunately, very sad, this has come, that now we hear that, as we had discussed, that the photos are taken of the savory that is prepared, of the dessert, the dasturkhan that is laid, shared with others. And for what is it shared? To get praises from there. And all those things. The qurbani, which is such a great ibadat, udhiyah, qurbani which we make. But there also, it's videoed everything. Photos are taken of the animals, of the slaughtering. And then again, it's circulated again. And that guna we commit, and then we are making isha'at of the guna, spreading the guna everywhere. And then it is all Islamic. We made qurbani. We did 10 animals. We slaughtered a camel. And the camel also all videoed and everything. And all men and women all are mixed also there. But we made qurbani. For as far as acceptance, Allah Ta'ala in His fadl and karam have mercy upon us. But today we have gone so far off. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we should not even incline to the ways of the non-believers. And with regard to that, it is mentioned, one buzur who was a pious person. The Hindus celebrate one day of their year, what they call holy, in which they like paint everything red, or spray red on things, whatever their festival. So one buzurg was going and he saw a donkey or some animal. And he said, nobody sprayed you, nobody gave you color. He was eating paan. And paan has got red color. So he spat on it, the red color. And that was that he had to suffer the consequences forever in Akhirat. That he just imitated them. He just took part in their thing. And this is Allahu Akbar. Allah reward our great, great buzurgs and our buzurgs who taught us the things of our buzurgs. That when there was Uras in Gangor at one time, which the Barelvis, they celebrate the festival of the birth of a buzurg, the death of a buzurg, or whatever, and they have this Uras and that, which is totally all wrong. They have Qawwali, they start from the night right through till Fajr time, no Fajr namaz. After at the time they end at Fajr, but then they all go in sleep. So what deen is in there? And all the wrong things, and man, woman, all wrong things. So anyway, this was taking place, and Sheikh al-Hind Rahmatullah Ali went and visited Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi. So when he came, he told him, you have come here? He said, I've come to visit you. He said, at this time, just see, he came with his intention. He had absolutely nothing to do with the Uras. Nothing, no thought about it or anything. He came and visited his sheikh. And when he came here, Hazrat told him, you return immediately back again. And he didn't ask for explanations. And he said that the people who are coming, you are increasing their numbers. One person increasing 5,000 people, 10,000 people, what difference? But that little bit also they didn't tolerate. One slight bit also going in that wrong direction they didn't tolerate. And what people they were. When he was returning, somebody, his acquaintance, told him that have some water to drink, have a little bit, what we will say, juice in our time, have something, have some tea. He said, Hazrat said, I must return. And there is no place, I cannot accommodate one sip of water. I must just return straight now. So these people then, what work Allah took from them, where Allah raised them. And today the way we incline to their ways, everything we just incline to them. We do everything how they do. And we just give it that Islamic flavor, or Islamic name. One friend in fact was saying, these juices, fresh fruit juices. But today with the chemicals and technology, it can be, for example, you made a peach juice. But with all that chemicals, you can change it into, the taste will be 100% mango juice. It was something else. So you can buy a cheap fruit, make the juice, which is genuine fruit. And then you change it to a more expensive thing, just by adding those chemicals. So this is how we just put the Islamic flavor on it, And we are happy that now, it's all right now. Children also are happy. And unfortunately, this has gone, like other people have a Christmas ball. So we have an Eid ball. We made it jayz, that it's an Eid ball. Or anything else, just give it an Islamic name. So much so that even we will have halal pork also. And halal alcohol, that is already on the market. Or that is alcohol, but it is halal. So just by putting halal, which also has become such a thing, that almost any and everything is certified halal. So much so that even a broom you get, it's certified halal. So we just gone right off the mark. So anyway, so with regard to Rosa of the tongue also, that one time, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sitting in a majlis. And one person was speaking very ill of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, telling him very bad things. All quiet, just listening. Then finally Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said one word in his defense, which was 100% correct. He just said that word and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam woke up and left the majlis. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu ran after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When he was attacking me, he was saying so many bad things. You also, we all kept quiet and you said that. Now when I just one word in my defense, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, as long as you were quiet, Malaika were there and they were answering to him on your behalf. And when you spoke, the Malaika also left. And then I could not be sitting in that gathering. So just this one word, and for us we feel it justified. And not that we just defend ourselves, the amount we will attack the other person. So the tongue, the Rosa, and it would have been, we should have known what Rosa was, more difficult than our Rosa of not eating, drinking, and satisfying our sexual desires. If Allah Ta'ala had prescribed for us and made for us Rosa of the tongue also, that you are not allowed to speak, and we should try it out, that we try and sit for a while, and that we don't speak. And especially for the woman, if they had to keep Rosa of the tongue, where all of them are speaking and nobody is listening, all are just talking all the time. So how, if they had to have to get Rosa of the tongue, what should happen? Today our small children keep Rosa also. You meet children of 4 years old, they got Rosa. But if it was Rosa of not talking, then who should be able to keep that Rosa? But and also one important thing is, some people, because of a lack of understanding, we feel that water, and we again we use ayats of the Quran, لِمَ تُحَرِّمُ مَا حَلَّ اللَّهِ. Why are you making haram what Allah has made halal? So like for example, all these things, what especially in on the Khanqah, they have a lot of objection. That in the Khanqah, the people are not permitted to this, not permitted to do that. All the restrictions are put on them. Whereas the Quran said, "Why? What is halal and jayz? Why are you making it haram?" Whereas Rosa is the very same thing. Rosa is making the permissible haram. Your food is halal. Your wife is halal for you. But during your Rosa, Allah made it haram for you. So this waqfa is tarbiyat in this period of your reformation. In the period of reformation, many things which are normally halal will be haram. It's your own business. But to get your business going, to get your staff and everyone on their toes, you will have to be not on time, before time then. And when everything is under control, which normally happens, then a person starts coming later also. But now we need to, it's under control. And all the work is carrying on, even in his absence. Everything is carrying on. But at the beginning, you'll have to be there overtime also. And you'll have to see to everything. So like that, for our tarbiyah, to make our islah, therefore it is absolutely essential that a person, even permissible things, he stays away from. So we should try, with regard to the Rosa of the tongue, control our tongue, and even permissible things. And for this one period of this month of Ramadan, if we control and don't speak of the permissible things also, Allah will save us from the haram for the rest of the year. Allah will make it easy for us. Allah will make it a pleasure for us to be able to control the tongue. Otherwise, a person knows that when he just little bit of training also is not done, and any little discussion takes place, for him to restrain is so hard. He has to put in his comment. If nowadays it is on the phone, and when the message comes on the group, and to restrain yourself is so, my input must be there also. And without thinking also, our input, we are talking, discussing, and so many people, how they, you see them, they make a sign, keep quiet, you wait, but he just can't. He just has to put his input. Whether it makes sense, it doesn't make sense. Whether it's good, whether it is, like Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, one student, and his outer appearance was of a very, very, like a big buzurg, and he never spoke a word. So Imam Shafi'i also got a bit mar'oob, impressed with him, or awed by him, that this seems to be a very, very learned person, a person who doesn't talk and keeps quiet, just listening. So this must be somebody very great. Then when Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah ali, explained the masala, when the sun sets, then you make iftar, you open your roza. So he asked that day a question. And what a question he asked, and what if the sun doesn't set? So Imam Shafi said, "Sir, today I was so awed by you that you have not spoken, still I should have your great honor in my heart. But that you spoke, now I realize who you are." Or like a person who came to Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah ali, and also appeared to be like a very big buzurg or somebody. Maulana also said with great respect in front of him, respect him. When he asked him his name, then he said, Esof, Yusuf. But now he like when Yusuf, as Maulana Palanpuri rahmatullah ali used to say, is one of the names that has been, the most zulam has been done. The different ways it is pronounced, different ways. So when he said Esau, then Monatanvi also just stretched his legs and said, if you are Esau, then I don't have to show this amount of respect to you. So many times, when as long as we keep quiet, our respect also is remain. The one girl who got married just was not talking, and the pair in-laws all tried and coaxed her, speak, say something. She was not. Finally, when she spoke, she says, if my husband dies, what will happen to me? They say, had you not spoken, should be better. Of all the things, you're just thinking of this, so negative. And we may tell that of her, we are so negative. All our insurance, if this will happen, if that one will die, if this will happen, all that we have got, the medical aid and all that, if this will happen. And Allah's system also works. You got all that, Allah brings those problems. And those who don't have that, Allah saves them from that also. So anyway, so to control the tongue is a very, very important thing. And this also, the roza of it, during this 1 month, if a person learns to control his tongue. And we will also make ourselves happy. Now we are not talking, we are all listening. But when we sit down for meals, and then have savory supplication, at that time, then see what is our condition. Savory time, usually people don't talk. Then they are all just little glum men, just eating and getting done. But iftari time, and more the savory time, whatever is extra, there all the extras go with it also. Even supper time, iftari time, there also a person won't. But after Isha, which is an extra, and all the extras go with it also, then a person wastes time there. And this happens to everyone, even if you are at home, when you're making your opening your roza, nobody really talks much. Even supper, because you have to go for Isha again. But after that, then now you are like relaxed. And that is where you are losing out, where shaitan attacks you. And in the masjid, in i'tikaf, shaitan will make us lose everything. And he puts this attack, as somebody had said very nicely, that we in the masjid, And we come to the masjid and we acquire all the spiritual benefits. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib Rahmatullah Ali once told Hazrat Sheikh, his Sheikh Mawlana Zakariya Sahib, that my wife, she's marhuma, Allah grant her Jannah, all our marhumeen. That she dreamt that when I come from your majlis, I come with plates of food and I give it to you. So they said the explanation is clear. You come here, the spiritual benefit you get, you go home, and then you, and mashallah, Haji Sahib always used to have ta'aleem, and 2-3 hours ta'aleem in the house, with the family, etc. So you go and dish it out there. But today, so what shaitan does, we come to the masjid, and the amount we acquire in the masjid, a person who just comes in the masjid, he's in the actual presence of Allah, it's the house of Allah. He's here with the malaika, and the malaika abound here. And if he makes niyat of i'tikaf, how much? When he reads his faraz namaz, he reads his sunnat namaz, in that place, the house of Allah, where who and who didn't make namaz there? Almost all our masajid, some great buzurgs did go there. Haram Sharif, what to say, the Anbiya alayhi salam, and their barakat is there till today. In Masjid Nabawi, in Masjid and Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made imamat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. All that a person gets just being present there. And then what shaitan does, they, for example, kitab reading takes place. No, just it's not it's so important. If you sit, it's alright. If you don't sit, doesn't matter. Oh, we got an objection also. Now, about the kitab, we got an objection. Everything, we got an objection. And we'll go outside, and there we'll sit to stand with friends, and we start smoking also. And we start talking there also. Today it is such that those very people who are so strict about the protocols of entering the masjid, you must have your mask, you must sanitize, all that. And after namaz when you go out, they are the very people who are right at the outside of the doors of the masjid, no mask, smoking, close nose, distancing, nothing. So how Allah Ta'ala works it. And so anyway, somebody said when you leave the masjid, then don't join the PPC. The Pavement Panchayat Club. That is one of the most dangerous. And that is, shaitan is there all the time. And there when you start, and you now you start talking, discussing, whatever, our whole tarawih, what we earn. Now you're discussing there, this person made so many mistakes, we have to keep a record, who made how many mistakes. This person was a slow reader, that one was too fast, this one did this right, that one right, and this ghibat, and ghibat of kuffars of the, and who made our tarawih, and now we are falling in their ghibat. Ghibat is also of different levels. Maulana Ahmad Buzurg, who is the grandfather of the present principal of Dabil Madrasa, who is also, his name is Maulana Ahmad Buzurg. His grandfather told that if you see a person who made ghibat of ulama, in his qabr, if you go and see, the body is turned towards Qibla. But he says, I'll guarantee you that that body will be turned away from Qibla again, which is a very dangerous sign. And today, ghibat of the ulama has become a very, very common thing. We all just falling into it. And one good friend of ours, marhum, also an alim, he said, if you want to eat prawns, then eat prawns or don't eat prawns, with all the ikhtilaf in the differences. But for the dastarkhan on the table, don't eat the ulama, the flesh of the ulama. Don't make ghibat of them. Today, everywhere, they come under discussion. And we are passing remarks of this one, of that one. And when we are, Allahu Akbar, our buzurg, Allah reward them, about Hazrat Yazid, with regard to him, whenever the discussion came, they said, you won't be asked of him on the day of Qiyamah, and you are not responsible for it, for him, for his actions, you're not going to be asked, you just keep quiet about it. You don't discuss it at all. But we have to discuss everyone and everything. And we have to give our opinions about everyone, about ulama, different, all. Over the spectrum, all the ulama come into our discussion. And in the process, we are the losers. We lose everything. So Allah said, this tongue of ours. And today we hear also with our eyes. First we should hear with the ears. But the messages that come and we are reading. First was voice. Now it is, we're just reading it all the time. Our eyes. So this month if we learn to control ourselves. Our tongue also. Our eyes also. And then our heart also. That don't, the things of the non-Muslims, their lifestyles, etc., which we cherish today, so much their way or their lifestyle, that at the casino also, they will have a food outlet with halal. That we are concerned of our halal, though we are at the casino, but it must be halal. And perhaps there will be a jamaat khana also, a musalla also, that our namazes we can, but we are in haram, at the casino. All these type of things. People are proud and photos are taken and circulated that at a soccer match, soccer World Cup, they were performing namaz there. Your presence there is totally wrong and now you are advertising, you're making namaz there. And the woman also in burqa, they also busy making namaz. But to be present at that place where all the intermingling of the sexes, the music, and or the alcohol that is not only drunk but it's sprayed on the people, and what wrong doesn't happen. And even those people who don't attend but are following it from home, whether it is a commentary or whatever it is, all these things, all the haram things of the non-Muslims, we have brought it in our lives. So anyway, this is the month that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us, that we can work on our iman. And we make our rozas, keep roza of the eyes also. And with all the details, and very little we have explained, otherwise the details, Allah reward the ulama and give us also tawfiq. The kitabs they have written to study, make ta'aleem at home with this, and see the great benefits. Roza of the tongue also. That we keep roza of our tongue, and the tongue to bring it under control. And any one of these things, just like a physical illness if we have diabetes, we have got cholesterol, whatever. And we took a three, and because of that, our sugar, then we used to get tired by 1 o'clock, you're knocked out, you can't do anything, you are so tired, your eyes, you can't see properly, everything is blurred and that. Many other things that go together with a diabetic, if we say an acute diabetic, but you get treatment, you got well, you'll make so much sugar. Now I can, the whole night, till the night I'm fresh, I can work. My eyesight is good now, everything, I'm not lethargic anymore. Just like the spiritual diseases, if we get rid of them, and this is the time, the intensive care unit is in operation now. Ramadan, and especially for us who have come for our i'tikaf, we have come for our 40 days, 30 days for our islah, we are under intensive care now in the moment. And if we take the treatment and we get the treatment, really that will be Eid. When we leave from here, we found Allah Ta'ala, our islah was made, then the real enjoyment, pleasure will be in that. Then a person will leave here and our islah is made and we found nisbat with Allah. The love of Allah, the presence of Allah Ta'ala, closeness of Allah Ta'ala. There can't be a greater joy ever in anything but with Allah Ta'ala. When Allah is the creator of all joy, so what must be the enjoyment of the creator of joy himself? They have the connection. Allah is the creator of all beauty. So if you find Allah Ta'ala, the creator of all the beauty of the world, you have got Him, then where else, your eyes won't lift up to look anywhere else. And the enjoyment that you will get, the enjoyment of one sajda, the enjoyment of saying Subhanallah, the enjoyment of our deen of Islam, it's not just the simple word Raditu billahi Raditu bil islami deena wa bi sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulan wa nabiyya. And at the beginning Raditu billahi rabba, where the person will say this and from his heart he realizes when this all islah is made, then he will say it from the bottom of his heart. And to say I'm happy with Allah is my Rabb. Hey, Rabb, my nourisher, my sustainer, creator of all conditions, controller of all conditions, in whose hand, in the Rabb is He, the next moment I'm fully in His hands. I'm not in my own hands now. And I'm fully in the hands of Allah now also, the next moment till my mort in my qabr on the day of Qiyamah, right through. And then in Jannah, Allah will manifest it openly. Yeah, you will, like one enjoyment is when a person is engaged to a girl and he really wants to marry. It's a great enjoyment. All those days, he's just in a different world. And when he gets married and he gets her, what to say? So to be, so to say, engaged with Allah, when we say Allahu Akbar, we raise our hands and we turn to Allah and make our ruku and sajda, and in Jannah we'll meet Allah Ta'ala. What will be that enjoyment? Yeah, all the time, whole life a person says, I'm making my namaz, is near, whether it must be just in the heart, facing the Kaaba. And the day you see the Kaaba in front of you, what is that namaz now? Your whole life's namaz, you were saying, I'm making my namaz facing Kaaba. And now you are seeing Kaaba Sharif. What is that? So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, let us spend this month properly, bring these things into our lives, and then see what a pleasure and joy, not for ourselves, for the whole of mankind. Not only man, jinn will benefit, animals will benefit, the environment, if a person becomes a Muslim, then the environment also benefits, animals also benefit, everyone benefits from it. So this is the month really Allah has given us, that we make that little bit effort, and it is within our means, it is within our scope, we can do it. Just have the determination, I'm going to do it, and coupled with it, of course, with our effort, our du'as also. And du'a is a very, very great thing. Turn to Allah, ask Allah for our islah. Ask Allah, as our Shaykh says, if we asked everything but we didn't ask Allah, then we asked for nothing. So ask Allah that I want you. You must become mine. Kun lana waj'alna lak. You become ours and you make us yours, O Allah. Allahumma ardina warza anna. O Allah, you please us and you let us be pleased with you. And with every command, so many du'as, that whatever you decreed for me, that I don't wish that it wasn't meant for me. And what you didn't mean for me, that I don't wish it should have come to me. Whatever, Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Totally we submit to it. This is the month for it. Allah give us all tawfiq and let us take all the full benefit. And Allah made this month such that you must get the benefit. If anyone is told that I give you the certificate of freedom from Jahannam, of forgiveness, how happy won't we? And we have been given. This month, this 10 days we are going through is the certificate of forgiveness. If forgiveness is taking place in this month, the last 10 days, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. No question of Jahannam. Allah has given it. Appreciate the ni'mat of Allah. Absorb them. Take them within us. And let the sponge absorb everything. What Allah is giving, become a sponge in this month of Ramadan. And all these barakat and fuyus which are abounding, unbelievable amount. We just have to absorb it and take it in our heart. And preserve it in our heart. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.